Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
I don't want to do the whole thing, okay? It's Tim here. There you go. That's all you get. It's Timmy for today's morning shack. Hope everybody, man, I keep saying that. Like, that's one of those things. I got to stop saying hope everybody. I know that everybody's having a good day today. It's just me on the potty today. Regan is, he's got annual leave. He's got a lot of leave stacked up. So he's got leave for the week. He'll be back on next Thursday. And Gabby, we still don't have a clue where the hell she is. But nevertheless, it's a good show today. I talk a little bit about coffee because I hate it. And I talk about my hate of coffee. And what else do I talk about? Oh, man, pack lunch talk. I saw this chick make her man's. It was almost like a Subway footlong for lunch. She put so much effort into it. She had like a little pasta. And I'm like, man, why am I missing out on this? It's not that I'm missing out on it. It's why am I not repaying this favor, yeah? Why am I not starting this new trend? But we talk a little bit about all this. It's real quick. I'm just going to get straight into it, eh? Enjoy your day. It's just a solo show today with me. And yeah, and if you want more, you can check my my other podcast, Honest to Who. It's just out today. Came out of today as well with INF. Anyway, have a good one, and we'll catch you guys tomorrow.
Running Amok, the Morning Shack with Tim Reeves and Gabby.
Yo. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody is feeling good for this middle of the week Wednesday, the hump day, as Regan likes to say. It is the Morning Shack today. Just to be on board today, Reeves is on holiday, so it's just me and Gabby's on holiday, but it's all good. We're still going to have a good time regardless. Hope everybody's feeling well and rested. And, you know, it's going to be a bit of a different show today. It's not going to be, you know, so troublesome. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe it will be. Who knows? Okay, hope everybody can get up out of bed. I got to stop saying hope. I already know, guys. Here we go. Okay, it is the morning. We're 6 o'clock and we're getting ready to eat. Get ready to get on to our day, but I'm going to reintroduce myself just to make sure you know who I am. They call me Young Timmy Baby, a.k.a. Gladywap, a.k.a. Oh, got to turn that on, a.k.a. Gladywap, a.k.a. Tim Foyle Timmy. You know why? Because I got the game wrapped up, baby. They call me Timmy Tumi Vasa. Young Nelson, baby, I spit hot fire.
Perfect.
Okay, it just doesn't feel the same. Timmy Alfuego, pulling number 40 with that shorty and the goodiest of the goon squad, baby. Nah, yeah, it doesn't feel the same. Sorry, my bad. Does not feel the same without the bro. And this is, say, just to me for the rest of the week, actually, for today and tomorrow. And then I get a bit of a break. Hope everybody is feeling good for this Wednesday. Man, I've been using Uber quite a lot. And not to, just Uber Eats. Okay, and again, it's not a paid ad. But I think one thing that's drawn me in has been the ads. I'm normally like, hey, I'm going to get a feed or I can drive myself or whatever. But that damn ad with Michelle Williams on it has got me going. If you have not seen it, and there's a few of them out there, but if you've not seen it, it's Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. And she's kind of like, I know that she's not like that because you see her in the interviews, she's quite humble. But she's in this one, she's like, I can't believe people don't know who I am. Look at all this thing, and the whole gist of it is, you know, like it doesn't matter who you are, just as long as you're getting. People don't need to see the savings that you get from Uber. But they've got me there. I'm a bit like, damn, Michelle Williams, you got me. You got me good. And I want to know if there's other ads out there that just an ad has influenced you to get something. It doesn't need to be like a big time one. Could be a New Zealand one. Could be something. But Michelle Williams got me. And I would have never said, she was like, I can't believe nobody knows me. I was in one of the most iconic girl groups of all time. But, you know, she plays it off really well. But yeah, I know there's something out there. I know there's some influencer ad, or even people online. We're talking about being influenced by ads. Some of them, you don't even know that they got you until you're at the store buying that certain something. You're like, man, I don't even need this. But I saw I saw Michael Jordan with that. I remember being a kid, and speaking of Michael Jordan, you know his shoes? Yeah, I'm influenced. I can't lie. I got a pair of Air Jordans on right now. I got a pair of Air Force Ones because of Nelly. You know, these influencers, they get you, man. They get you. And you don't even know that they get you until all of a sudden you're like, man, is this because of someone? Is this because of this person? You know, Regan, if Regan was here, he does a lot of influencing online. He does a lot of that. But there was one time I saw him and he did a Subway thing. And I was, you know, I saw it. I was like, oh, man, that's a fun ad. Good on you, brother. I turn around. I look back. I see the Subway. I go and get me some Subway. And then I'm eating and I go, oh, my gosh, he got me. Regan got me. He got me good. But it was good Subway. Subway can get it. Subway, yeah, they have some goodies in there. I've had my run-ins. Don't get me wrong. I've been on the radio and I've complained about Subway a few times. But they've always come through in the clutch. So I gotcha. But one thing that has not got me and will never get me is coffee. Starbucks and all that. I am anti-coffee. I do not have coffee. I do not. Even I think people, I want to say overrate it. I know there's people that I don't have instant coffee. I only have coffee from such and such, or from the cafe, or from here, or from Starbucks, or from this, or from that, or from McCafe. No. There's no coffee for me. I'll have a hot chocolate, and then I'm good. I've seen Yo Gabby drinks coffee hearty. Regan, not so much. He's more of a lactose intolerant kind of a guy. But yeah, I just don't get it. I know that there's people that religiously and online and on TV and things, coffee is the go-to. Coffee is all that you can do. But nah, not for me, eh? It's not for me. And I don't even know why. You know why, I reckon? Because this is what I think. This is in my brain. I go, that's for adults. And if I have a coffee, I'm going to look like an adult. And I want to be a kid forever. I don't want to grow up. Mum, leave me alone. Get out of my room. Which brings me to my next point about coffee. Do you think that coffee smells better than it tastes? That's what I've heard. I heard that it smells good, but when you taste it, it's like, ugh.